Hello, I'm back here this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Now, what's your name again, sir?
Excuse me?
What is your name? What's your name?
Eric Reno.
Okay, Mr. Reno, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, sir.
Yes.
So just... I'm sorry, the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing. The Honorable Mr. Neal, I gave you the wrong name, and...
Well, I've been called worse, but...
And he's gonna do a whole lot of them this afternoon unless he passes some over to me, because I don't have but one left. But you're welcome to him, so...
You did yours this morning. Okay, so... Let me get my microphone on so you can hear me. That might help. All right, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Okay, if at any time you can't hear me, just let me know and I'll speak up. Okay, can you state your full name and your ADC number for the record, please?
Eric Kendrick Reno, 290-895.
Okay, sir, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon. I'm going to introduce the board members to you. To my left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman. My name is David Neal. I'm your panel chairman today. Also in the room from the Department of Corrections, we have Mr. Westby, also represents the parole office. All right, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself?
No, I'm representing myself.
Okay. I've got a question I need to ask you and Mr. Westby. Do you both solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
All right, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. With phase one, I'm going to start, and what I'll be doing is I'm going to read the allegation on your warrant, and I'm going to ask you, once I've read it, if it is true or false. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right, you got one allegation on the warrant, and it's a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 30th, 2017, as directed on October 16th, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Sir, I would say it's true, but then it's false because when I checked in on October 16th, which was a Monday, I asked my parole officer if I advised him when and how many times I got to check in, and he told me it was once a month, and my next date was November 2nd. Now, I was incarcerated November 1st, and when I was incarcerated, I wasn't obtaining no charges, nothing like that.
In a couple of moments, you'll have full opportunity to explain everything involved around this. But so we just, at this point in time, I need to determine whether you're going to say that allegation is true or false.
Well, for me, it's false.
It's false? Okay. With that, we're going to go to Mr. Westby for some further follow-up information.
Yes.
On October 16, 2017, the offender was at the Tucson parole office for his intake. The offender was directed to report to his parole officer for a face-to-face contact visit on October 30, 2017. The offender failed to report on October 30, 2017. The offender did not call this officer with a reason for not reporting. The Offender is actively avoiding supervision, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Follow-up. October 30th, 2017, this officer contacted sponsor Judy Eliando, who indicated the offender continues to reside at his approved residence, however, was not at home. Ms. Eliando indicated the offender had gone to Tucson, Arizona to visit. On November 1st, 2017, this officer, being Robert DeFoya, went to the offender's approved residence in an attempt to bring him back into supervision. No one was home. A report letter was left at the residence directing the offender to report to the Tucson Parole Office on November 2nd, 2017. On November 2nd, 2017, this officer found that the offender had been arrested on November 1st, 2017 by Tucson Police and transported to ASPC Tucson. The offender is currently at ASPC Tucson.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Anno, what is false about that?
Because like I stated to you, when I checked in on October 16th, Monday, I asked my PO officer how many times I got to check in, and he advised me it was once a month. So I told him, okay, he never stated, and if he did, I didn't hear him. But he did state that I was supposed to check in November 2nd, and which on this paper right here says it too, which is the notice of non-compliance, which I guess they violated upon too. And I feel that I wasn't even doing nothing wrong. And when I was obtained, that was the day I went job searching, and I was going to, on November 2nd, going to check in with my PO and showing that I was making an effort to better myself out there, and I was trying to get a job, and I had picked up a job application at Harvey Theater to prove to him that I was making an effort to get a job and rehabilitate myself out there.
Okay. So you're saying that he didn't tell you to report specifically on October 30th?
Yes, but he did tell me it was November 2nd I was supposed to check in again, and that was the day I was going to check in.
Okay, the 2nd?
Yeah, November 2nd, 2017, which was Thursday.
Yeah, this, according to the information we have, that the date of November 2nd was on the non-compliance letter, which was issued and taken to your, to the one residence he had the address on. Said that was on the 1st of November, but according to this, you were told on the 16th of October to report back on October 30th. You didn't report in, and that's what generated that letter that was taken to the residence on the 1st of November, telling you to report on the 2nd of November. So what you're telling me is that when you were having your initial intake, the parole officer did not tell you to report on October 30th.
If he did, I misunderstood him. Well, I heard specifically November 2nd, 2017 was when I was supposed to check in again. He stated that it was once a month I was supposed to check in.
Okay. All right, well, to move this forward, at this time, I am going to make a motion based on the Department of Corrections information, along with this warrant information. I move to find that Mr. Rano is delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
All right, just one moment, sir. Okay, we'll move on to phase two now, sir, where we will determine whether your community supervision will be revoked or reinstated. But before we actually get started, Mr. Westby has some more information for us. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Reno was released from DOC on October 13th, 2017, arrested November 1st, 2017 by Tucson PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody November 1st, 2017, with an adjusted CCD of April 17th, 2018, reflecting two abscond days. The Current conviction, 2014, armed robbery, 4 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 4-4. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 2. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Warrior Society Security Threat Group. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary is significant, with drugs, alcohol, disorderly conduct, violence, weapons, and assault on staff noted. After his return to DOC on November 9, 2017, he received disciplinary for fighting. On November 17, 2017, for positive refusal to UA, that was positive for THC. December 7, 2017, the UA that was positive for methamphetamines, morphine, and THC. He has arrest for kidnap, sexual abuse, and aggravated assault in 2013. However, all those charges were dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G4V5.
Thank you, sir. All right, so we're going to go over some information here that's in your packet that we have. So when you were released, you were approved to reside with your mother, Judy F. Elando?
Yes.
All right, in Sells, Arizona?
Yes.
And you continue to reside there at your approved residence until you arrest on November 1st. So you were there the whole time with your mother. Okay. On employment, it doesn't show any employment. Were you able to find any work before you were arrested?
Yes. Currently, I had a temporary job with my uncle who owns some construction company, which is called L&L Construction. That's what I was doing. But at the same time, I was trying to find a job in Tucson because there's more opportunities there than there is on the reservation.
Right.
But that's what I was doing with construction.
Okay, so you were working at least some and trying to find something a little more permanent.
Yes.
All right, it shows that you were assigned to Tohono O'odham Nation Behavioral Health for Substance Abuse and Anger Management Programs. You were on 11-2, November 2nd of 2017. The parole officer contacted the Tohono O'odham Nation Behavioral Health. Staff indicated they have no record of you initiating this program. Did you make any effort to initiate that program?
Yes, I have went there and they told me they couldn't start anything due to the fact I didn't have my social security number, in which I had to go to the freaking whatever hospital area and apply for it because I didn't have my social security number. In which it took, they said it was going to take up to a month to get it for them to mail it to me. And so I had checked in usually with my parents and had called and asked them if it was there. And they said it was there. And I understand that was the whole reason why I was setback for not doing that.
Okay. Did you ever get your Social Security card?
Yes, well, I did get it this whole time. But I had called my parents when I was in here asking if they were lying. They said it had arrived.
Okay. Once you. So, okay. So you, while you were out, you never had it in your possession to enroll in that program?
I was waiting for them to mail it.
Okay. This doesn't show anything as far as UAs or anything after you were released, but the indications are that you were having some substance abuse problems. Did you have a drug problem or alcohol problem or both?
I didn't have a drug problem, but I did say to my PO when I was upon release that I was dirty because he had asked me if there was anything he should know about me being dirty, and I said yes, that I was dirty. And so that was the reason why for him to tell me to go take substance abuse class.
Okay. We weren't out for a long time. So if we voted to release you or put you back on the community supervision or when you get out in, looks like April of 2018, what is your plan when you're back out into the civilian population.
As you can see, my success, what I do, what I said, I made an effort when I was out there, and I won't let this happen again with this misunderstanding of me being here. To me, it feels like I'm here for no reason. And like with the case with October 30th checking in, I don't know if that was the case. I don't know why it's not on paper right here with the notice of non-compliance for the November 2nd. But I choose to get back out, and like I said, my main priority is to get a job. I have a 3-year-old daughter out there that I really met, and that was one of the reasons why I was in Tucson as well. And I want to be out there and be a better father and son, better myself in this place, because there's no place to be. And I've been here since I was 17, so I ain't trying to come back here.
All right. It looks like since you've been reincarcerated that that you've had some problems with fighting and refusal of UAs and then some poverty UAs for THC and opiates. Why when you went back in, why were you getting in trouble and continuing on the path that you were taking?
When I was incarcerated or when I came back in this time?
When you came back in this time, after you were arrested on the beginning of November, you got back, you were back in jail, and since you've been back in jail, you've had several tickets.
Yes, I understand that. The fight was a misunderstanding. The fight was a misunderstanding, and I'm basically being held accountable for something that I didn't start.
Okay. I'm going to see if my esteemed colleague, Dr. Wright, has any questions for you at this time.
No, sir. Honorable, you've asked the most appropriate ones, sir. I have none.
Okay, sir. We're coming to the end of your hearing. The board will go into discussion and will make a determination of whether to reinstate or revoke your community supervision. But before we do that, it's your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to give us any other information that you think might be pertinent, but we ask that you don't repeat yourself.
No, I feel I plead my case to you guys.
Okay. All right, well, we'll be going into discussion to make this determination. When we're in discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. We'll just be discussing your case here. But you can listen to it. We work on the open meeting law, so you can hear everything we have to say. We just ask that you remain silent, and once we've made a determination, we'll let you know what's going on with that, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board is now in discussion. This... I think this is really an unfortunate situation. Here's a young man who doesn't really have a history of problems with the criminal justice system, but he did do an armed robbery, which is a very serious crime. But once he got in, he does not have a long history. However, he has trouble following specific directions when he was released, and then when he came back in, he's had quite a problem with tickets. So at this time, I'm not in favor of returning Mr. Brano back to community supervision, and he got to the middle of April, 3.5-4 months, which I think would be best served if he could get any kind of programming inside for AA and A, substance abuse, but make a plan of where he wants to go and how he wants to continue. Sounds like he can get employment temporarily, and then hopefully he can get something better in Tucson. So that's what my motion would be, but I'm willing to listen to my esteemed colleague, Dr. Wright.
Most distinguished colleague, Honorable Mr. Neal, I agree with you. I think that it's unfortunate that he had these 3 tickets since he returned. Might look at it a little different, but somehow he's not just, he's saying the right things. I believe he's trying to get there, but he's just going to have to adjust just a little more so that he can be successful. But I do agree with you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Okay, based on the discussion and the information contained in warrant 2017W3656, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Rano as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, just a moment, sir. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. It sounds like you are working on it pretty hard and you want to get out there and you want to not come back to Department of Corrections, but you just haven't quite got to that point where you can follow the directions and keep yourself out of trouble. So we would hope that over the next 4.5 months that you could put together a plan so that when you do get out, you can be avoiding the situations that would cause you to, you know, to relapse into drugs or assaulty behavior or anything else like that. And maybe, you know, if it's available there when you're incarcerated, get into the AA and NA programs and possibly a substance abuse program if it's available. But keep your attitude, keep moving forward, but put together a good plan so that when you get out, you can be successful and that we won't see you here again, because, you know, it's not that we don't like you or anything, but we really don't want to see you here in front of the board again. Okay? You understand that, sir?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for attending your hearing today, sir, and that will end your hearing. Please give the phone back to the CO3.